Hi, welcome to the first 2015 K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. News of new acts and new albums. Plenty to come this year. Let's start, though, with the new album from Stephen Wilson, Hand Cannot Erase. Out March the 2nd. Here's the title track. Together we have this love. Even so, it's not. Wilson, Hand Cannot Erase, from the album of the same name. The tour starts March the 12th in the UK, in Europe from March the 20th, Stephen's in Chile May the 8th, then the USA from May the 21st, and Canada June the 20th. Some new signings to tell you about in this podcast. Firstly, The Receiver, brothers Casey and Jesse Cooper of Columbus, Ohio. Melodic, layered art rock act that we're delighted to welcome to the family. The first album for K-Scope is due in the summer. So I spoke to Jesse and Casey recently via Skype and asked them how and why they tracked down us good folk at K-Scope.
We're huge fans of Engineers and North Atlantic Oscillation, and And then, of course, Stephen Wilson, you know, so it seems like that's really where K-Scope shines, you know. So I'm really excited about it. But, you know, we've been around for a little while now. We're pushing, what, 9 years as a band?
We are on our 10th year.
Yeah, so we're pushing a decade as a band, and you see so many bands come and go. You know, we had, like, a handful of bands that we used to love to play with, you know, a few years ago, and all those guys are gone now. So I hope we're not perceived as, like, the old geezers in Columbus. You know, I mean, we're still relatively young, but we're just doing it for a long time, and...
Now, of course, being British and learning that there's brothers in the band is a massive freak out because, as you know, traditionally, brothers in a band is a recipe for utter disaster. How does it work with you two guys then? Who's the alpha male and who's the beta male?
Oh, man, I don't think either one of us is really alpha. I would say in terms of the music, this is Casey speaking. I'm probably the alpha there just because I do a lot of the composition by myself, and then Jesse and I work on it together after that. But in terms of, like, doing dishes and cleaning up after myself, Jesse's totally the alpha male there.
Yeah, I think we got over the fighting period in our younger years, maybe, preteen years. But we've lived together off and on for the past 10 years, you know, just like the band. And it's been a great working and living relationship so far. So far, so good.
Yeah, I don't believe any of that for a minute. I'm so cynical. What started you guys playing music? What made you pick up instruments in the first place?
We were just always playing music through school. And then after high school, I went to Ohio State University. And I started off in landscape architecture because, I really wanted to make money, professionally. But then after a year, I just realized that that really wasn't going to make me happy. So I switched to music, and I ended up majoring in music composition. And Jesse and I just kind of expanded on it a little bit to see what we could pull off live and what we couldn't. And then that was kind of the beginning of the band.
Is it art or is it show business?
I mean, I would definitely say it's more geared towards the art world. Just having been forced to study composition at Ohio State, I don't know, I gained an appreciation for symphonic music, you know. I try to be as musical as possible and progressive in that way, you know, layered and making sure all the melodic lines work together, kind of like a symphony does. But at the same time, you know, you got to trim the fat. And it's just kind of trying to find that balance between poppy and melodic and also kind of like intriguing and original, you know.
Tell us about the Mug and Brush sessions.
It's a small barbershop. They invite musicians to come in and play. And we thought that it was the perfect opportunity for us to do it stripped because you'll be hearing on our upcoming record, you know, we love layers, we love density, we love texture. When you have so many layers in a song, sometimes you tend to lose the charm of the simple progression and the simple melody. So,
I see, yeah.
And we used a couple of textures on top of what we're playing, but just very, very minimally so that more of the vocal melody, more of the bass chord progression shined.
My thanks to Jesse and Casey. They mentioned the stripped back Mug and Brush sessions there. Here's one of those tracks. This is called All Burn.
Yeah.
They are The Receiver, and that's the Mug and Brush version of a song called All Burn. More from the Cooper Brothers later this year. Now, also joining up, the award-winning Reading rockers Tesseract, who will be releasing their new album through K-Scope later this year. Here's what they sound like. This is called Nocturne from the 2013 album Altered State. Tesseract, more from them later this year. Now, I caught up with James from the band recently and asked him where they're at with recording the new album.
Yeah, we've got a good few hours worth of music that's currently being sort of moulded and sort of tailored into songs. I think there are probably about sort of eight or nine songs that are kind of approaching completion. Well, I mean, they're nowhere near complete, but they're conceptually there, and we're very happy with how they're developing. So I'd say that all the raw material's there. It's just we're going to spend the next few months kind of honing it and tailoring it and turning it into the album. And
who's in charge of tailoring?
Ackle is basically the
gaffer.
He's kind of the big creative force, if you like. Like he basically comes up with most of the raw ideas and then oversees its development. I think basically in the Test Track songwriting process, we're constantly striving to do something different and interesting, for the purpose of doing something different and interesting. I think mainly because we all get bored, and if it sounds like something else, it's like, I don't really want to play that.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely going to be an evolution from the last record. It's definitely exploring the more progressive side, the melodic side, and lots of layering. It's still going to have a metal edge, but Ackle's been experimenting a lot with like the sort of different sort of pickup settings, which are slightly unconventional for heavy sounds, like some sort of single coily, quite twangy sound, quite obscure in metal because that's not a normal sound you use, but still quite aggressive and abrasive.
How did the relationship with K-Scope start?
We all have quite different music tastes, and the few bands we do agree on are mostly K-Scope bands. Like, we're all Stephen Wilson fans, can't wait for that record to come out later this year. And then Anathema as well. Like, Anathema was our first US tour we did. We decided to take a diversion and go by the Grand Canyon. And we saw the sunset of the Grand Canyon, and we had thin air blasting out the stereo.
Wow.
So Anathema we just associate with that amazing experience. Wow. And since then I've discovered loads more, and we just sort of got talking. They basically came to us with loads of really fresh, exciting ideas. They seem really passionate. They're really creative in their products and their marketing, and they just seemed like really genuinely good guys who really believed in what we're doing.
What's changed between the last album and this album in Tesseract land?
I guess the big change is our vocalist. We're working with Dan Tompkins again, who was on the first record, although we had a great time with Ash and we're really proud of that album. When Dan came back in, he was bursting to go and full of enthusiasm, and you can really feel that in the work that's being created. He's been giving it 200%, and if anything, just like the production rate has tripled, ever in our career. Like, we're churning music out quicker than ever before, and it's we're not teenagers anymore. Not in our 20s. We're going to tour selectively and sensibly. Dan's got some time aside for touring in the spring, which by that point he's probably written most of the work he needs to do for the album, so other stuff can happen with the record without his help. But then again, because we work a lot on the internet, he will be answering emails, listening to ideas, going back and forth, so he can do stuff on the road. Yeah. In fact, actually, he wrote quite a lot of stuff on the tour we did in November, like when the rest of us were in the pub after the gig. He was in the back lounge recording ideas. Basically, we're not doing anything publicly until the summer. Although, actually, we have a live album coming out in April, which features recordings from our European tour, so different songs from different dates. Basically, the best recordings from each of those gigs, i.e. the ones we made the least mistakes. And then there's also going to be a DVD with it, which is going to be the whole London show, which we filmed. So that comes out in April. Then, over summer, we're hoping to get on the odd festival. We don't really know what's going on there yet, so we may do like a couple of one-off gigs. And then in the autumn, September, we're aiming for release, we're going to be touring from that point onwards.
Right, well, that concludes our business. Is there anything else you want to say on the K-Scope podcast about the band?
If you haven't heard us before, please listen to us. We're all right. We're not too metal, I promise.
Thanks very much.
James Monteith from Tesseract. Now, we're also excited to be working with the multimedia behemoth that is Nordic Giants. Now, Build Seas and Dismantle Suns are collected together as a 2 CD or 1 clear vinyl LP, which is out now on K-Scope, and the new album is due out on April the 6th. Here from the current release is Neoteny. Fastest way that the future nervous systems can be activated.
that's why we have to go into space. Just as the fish had to leave the water when the pond started.
Neoteny. The band are taking their spectacular live show out on tour from January the 27th with Solstafir through Europe. They're booked into festivals in Belgium, Luxembourg and Spain, and no doubt more dates will be added. Nordic Giants. Now, also this year, an amazing Porcupine Tree-related album from their drummer Gavin Harrison, exercising his love of Lalo Schifrin, 70s cinematic New York soundtracks and contemporary brass arrangements. Now, the album is made up of dramatic versions of Porcupine Tree material, and it's entitled Cheating the Polygraph. Now, before we hear the album montage that Gavin's prepared for us, I asked him what influenced such a project.
My father was a jazz musician. He would take me to gigs and sessions. You know, when I was a small child, I'd go to BBC Maida Vale and watch him play with the big band. Very kindly, the drummer of the time, Paul Brody, would have me come and sit right next to him, next to his drum kit. I was about 8 years old. and hearing a big band, like inside the big band, was so exciting. It was so loud and impressive. And so that sound always stuck with me. In 2009, Kathy Rich, the daughter of the great Buddy Rich, was putting on one of her semi-regular events to a tribute to her father. And she invites drummers of note to come and sit in and play a few songs with the band. And she said, we'd love to have you come and play with the band. How about if you did one or two songs from your band? Right. And, you know, as the days and months ticked by, I thought, actually, you know what? I'm going to try and do another one. Hmm. If there's something I've learned from Robert Fripp, is you need a good big idea. A lot of what you're going to hear is really like modern orchestral music.
Right, yeah.
In a sort of, you know, 21st century contemporary arranging. I always have a problem with genres. People ask me, oh, yeah, you've played a lot of genres. What's your favourite? And my favourite is good music. Right?
Yeah. No.
So I guess all I'm asking is that you just listen to it and make your own mind up.
My thanks to Gavin. That's just a snippet of that interview, and we'll hear more of it around the time of release. So here for you is Gavin's montage of his new album, and his challenge to you is, can you spot the riffs, can you spot the leitmotifs from Porcupine Tree songs in these arrangements, and how many can you name? Take part on the K-Scope YouTube page. We'll be right back. Gavin Harrison, and more from Cheating the Polygraph in a later podcast. Now, The Pineapple Thief up next. The album Little Man is to be released on double vinyl. It's already available to pre-order from the K-Scope store. Here's the title track.
Little man, you are the brother. I speak with you if only I knew how. Cause little man, you are the brother now. There was no
vinyl, The Pineapple Thief, and the title track there of Little Man. Now, a reminder before I go that the label sampler volume 6 is now free to download from K-Scope's Bandcamp page, kscopemusic.bandcamp.com. 10 free tracks from recent releases. Also, details of 3 concert films which are coming out in audio and DVD form. Catatonia, Sanctitude, Blu-ray and CD and DVD media book, and 2LP version also going to be available of the Catatonia concert film from the Unplugged and Reworked show at London's Union Chapel. Blu-ray and DVD version will also include a documentary called Beyond the Chapel. That's coming out on March the 30th. Also coming out on March the 30th, No Sound CD and DVD with high resolution stereo and 5.1 surround sound mixes. No Sound's concert film and album will be called Tiedi 2390, and it was recorded at the Tiede Observatory, the Starmus Astronomy Festival in Tenerife. And at the end of April, Gaspacho live CD and DVD recorded on their last tour at De Bordereige. As ever, go to kscopemusic.com for all the details of all the groups. Kscope Music on Twitter. And you can download this podcast every month from our website or iTunes. Let's finish, though, with our dear chums No Man, Stephen Wilson and Tim Bowness. The album Schoolyard Ghosts is new to vinyl, available to pre-order from the Kscope store right now, along with the double vinyl version of Together We're Stranger. This one, from the former, is entitled Streaming. Billy Reeves here. Thanks for listening. Speak to you soon.
Summer.